have believed a lot of different lies about myself and God over the years. And there are things that I can point back to, like thoughts or situations that have left me feeling stuck. Now, I don't want to say I always trace it back to this, but there are a lot of moments in my life where I can trace it back and go, oh, I felt like I was being the victim. Now, this is not for people that are actual real victims of situations and circumstances. That's not what I'm talking about here. But this is more along the lines of, have you ever caught yourself thinking, you know, why does this always happen to me? Or you use kind of phrases like, this is just the way my life is. And I think that some of those phrases are so innocent, but I think that they're signs that sometimes we've kind of slipped into life is happening to me, kind of this victim mode. And today I just kind of want to help you recognize it, because maybe you're thinking, I don't even want to address me being a victim. It's not about me. It's about this other person. If they could just fix it, if the situation was fixed, then everything would be fine. But I'm just going to challenge you today. I want to challenge you about stepping into freedom that God has for you. Victim mode is really sneaky. It often sounds like this form of self-protection. And like I said in my intro, it just kind of actually keeps us stuck. And most women that I work with inside of my course or one-on-one sometimes don't even recognize that they're in it, but they have the fruit of it, meaning they just kind of feel powerless in their life. They're frustrated. Again, they feel stuck, but they also could feel just exhausted. And victim mode is more of a state of being, not an identity. So this isn't about like being broken. It could just mean that you're overwhelmed. There's a lot of things that could be happening to you. Sometimes those things seem to happen so close together. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's like, it seems like they come in threes or something. We're just that negative thing or hurtful thing said, done to you, where you just go, oh, this is always happening to me. See? And then our minds look for that evidence to affirm the belief that we carry about ourselves or the situation. So for me personally, I always go back to when I was around 25 or 26, and I was blaming everybody in my life for the way I was living, my circumstances, my behavior, pretty much anything that was happening to me. It was just everybody else's fault. And I really remember the Lord sharing with me, hey, it's time to stop blaming other people and start taking responsibility for what you can take responsibility for. And it had me thinking, because there was a lot of things I was frustrated about, like not learning to cook or do the laundry properly, or just basic functioning things that you feel like you should know as an adult. Listen, I still can't iron well. My poor husband, he can iron great, and him watching me iron is like nails on a chalkboard to him. Anyways, there was just this frustrating moments where I just was like, see, it's because of this person, this situation that I am reacting this way, that my life is this way. So the Lord really got a hold of me, and he was like, hey, like, once you stop blaming somebody, you can actually start to feel empowered to move through the situation. And that was me. Like, I was like, okay, like, I can actually learn to cook now. I'm no longer stuck because I can choose to get unstuck. I can learn to do the laundry. I can learn to iron. There's so many things I can learn to do once I actually start to take away the blame and being a victim, to be able to go, no, like, I can heal from this. It doesn't erase the things that have happened to me. Those things still hurt, but I have to shift some things inside of me. And this is something I teach inside of Untangle Your Thoughts. It's really how to identify the patterns that keep you emotionally stuck. And that's my self-paced course. Again, when I say that this victim mode is kind of sneaky, maybe you've said things like this also. Nothing ever works out for me. This is just how I am, or how it is. Everyone else has it easier than I do. maybe this one, it's not my fault. Other people keep doing this to me. Maybe you've thought, I don't have a choice. I guess this is just my life. Again, I think that some of this sounds so harmless when we're saying them, but they reinforce this powerlessness that we have over our own choices and the way that we're choosing to walk out the things in front of us. Because I truly believe with the Lord, He gives us the strength that we are empowered because He has overcome the world, right? So with Him by my side, I can get out of this situation. I can look at this situation differently. But again, it doesn't erase the situation. It just gives me new choices, new perspectives to realize, like, I'm not powerless here. And this helps shift responsibility. It helps me to give people over to their choices, but then me inwardly making choices. So when I learn that I'm not powerless, that's how I can start to shift, right? It starts to shift. But these phrases can keep us disconnected from hope, from God's involvement. And most importantly, they can keep our nervous system kind of in this freeze state or this fawn state. And I think that's also important because I think walking through, you know, the victim mindset, victim mode, however you phrase that, is recognizing how much blame we put on other people or situations for our moods and our choices. And that was a big one for me. And even me now, still reminding myself that it's so easy for my pain to want to blame somebody else. The man at the pool of Bethesda in John 5, Jesus asks this man, "Do you want to be well?" And the man answers with kind of this victim of his circumstances. I mean, I believe it was 38 years that he was there. So it's been easy. It's been marinating that his dysfunction or his dis-ease has kind of taken over, right? Who he is. And he kind of responds with, "But no one helps me. Everyone gets in first." And I think that Jesus really meets us where we're stuck, and he just doesn't leave us there. He wants to heal us. He wants to tend to us, but we must allow him to do that. So our question comes is, will we allow God to show us who we are? Because we can easily slip into resentment and anger towards God about our life when we think he is the reason for all the distress in it. It's easy for us to start to blame him too, right? Because if he's all powerful, all knowing, all things, why can't he stop this? And again, remember, our pain usually wants someone to blame. So it's hard to look at ourselves when pain is present. I am convinced that when we change perspectives, when we realize that we have a choice, again, it doesn't change what has happened to you, what they did to you. It doesn't make it okay. It doesn't make it right. But I want you to know that you're not powerless in the situation. The nervous system kind of shifts into freeze or helplessness kind of after that repeated overwhelm, kind of when situations keep happening. And then we kind of tell ourselves, see, this is the way my life is. See, this is just me. I can't change. And the brain tries to prevent that disappointment from by expecting the worst. So when we start to believe that this is just the way life is, your brain then starts to just expect the worst. Because if I can expect the worst, then I can kind of control the intensity that my pain is happening. So learned patterns teach you it's safer to stay small. And if we can stay small, then we can also manage our pain level and intake, right? And it's really this false sense of control that we bring. Think about a person who may continually blame you for being the problem. I am sure that there are moments where you just wish that that person could see themselves and their actions and not always looking at you as a problem. Again, this isn't about blame. This isn't about anything other than you are not powerless in the things that come against you. This is where deep work matters. And this is exactly why I created Untangle Your Thoughts, my self-paced course, to really help women move out of emotional patterns, kind of recognize them like this by healing both the body and the belief. It all works together. So as you can imagine, I think the first shift is just noticing it without shaming yourself. This is the biggest thing. I do one-on-one mental health coaching. I do therapy. I'm not against any of this, but what I think the therapy mental health world can sometimes do a disadvantage if it's not Christian based at times is convince us that everybody else is the problem and that we're okay, that nothing that we've ever done, said, that all of our behavior is because of everybody else doing it to us. Now, hear me. Yes, we have learned patterns, we have learned situations, we have learn things about our identity because people have spoke these things over us. But again, the first shift is noticing the patterns in ourselves. So when you catch yourself saying this always happens to me, we kind of have to ask ourselves, is this a fact or a feeling? That one question creates a crack in the wall. That's the wall of your heart that might be so hurt and so afraid to try again, to look at yourself. And that crack is really where the healing can begin. Is this a fact or is this a feeling? This always happens to me. And that's just one phrase that we say. But again, there is this humbling moment when we go before the Lord, where if we allow him to show us the things, the yucky things, the ugly things in our hearts, right? It's all in scripture about looking at yourself before you're looking at somebody else, about judgment, about things that matter. So it comes back to our hearts. And that's the hardest part, where again, sometimes we've been convinced that everybody else is the problem. But here's me to say, you're not a problem. You're not a problem to be fixed or a problem to be solved. And I'm so sorry if people have told you that. You're not a problem. You are just hurt and things have happened to you. And now you get to choose the next thing. Now you get to choose how you want to live out that thing that's happened to you. Today, I just want you to listen for your own words. Notice if any of these phrases slip out, because awareness is the doorway really to freedom, to getting unstuck. And I hope you know that I love you and I mean it. And I say this not to, again, if you hear shame, it's the enemy. This is nothing more than an invitation. You are not a victim because that is not your identity in Christ. You might feel like one, but you are not one. You are a woman that does have choice, that does have strength, and does have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. And God has so much more for you than being stuck or feeling like the world is against you. If you're realizing today that maybe victim mode, victim mindset kind of has been shaping more of your life than you thought or that you want to, please hear me. You don't have to figure this out alone either. Inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, and my one-on-one coaching, we do go step by step into understanding your patterns, kind of helping you regulate your body, and most importantly, shifting your beliefs so you can finally walk in freedom. If this resonates, it's the perfect time to take the next step. Head to the show notes, click on the link, and go sign up for either the self-paced course to go at your own pace, or if you want to go even deeper with me one-on-one, book a free consultation with me. Remember, you're not a victim and you're not powerless. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.